إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا. I welcome all of you. And we're going to start tonight a very important topic. Inshallah ta'ala. وهو الفقه في الدين عصمة من الفتن. الفقه في الدين عصمة من الفتن لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان ابن فوزان حفظه الله وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. We're going to start a topic tonight, inshallah, and it's going to take us more than just tonight to finish it, and which is al-fiqh fi al-din, that having the correct understanding of the deen of Allah will save you and protect you from fitan, from trials. So that's what we're going to start tonight, inshallah. Ta'ala, and you see just from the title how important is this topic is. We know Muslims are going through a lot of hardship these days. May Allah make things easy, rectify the affairs of the Muslims. But what saves from these trials is having correct understanding and sound understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala فضيلة الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى من علينا بالإسلام. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة آل عمران: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. إن شاء الله. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها، كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون، ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. This ayat from 102 to 105 in Surah Al-Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared, by obeying him and be thankful to him and remember him always, and die not except in the state of Islam as Muslims with complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hold fast all of you together to the rope of Allah and be not divided amongst yourselves, and remember the favors of Allah on you, for you were enemies one to another, but he joined your hearts together so that by his grace you became brethren in Islamic faith. And you were on the brink of a pit of fire, and he saved you from it. Thus Allah makes his ayahs clear to you that you may be guided. Let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good, which is Islam, enjoining al-ma'ruf and forbidding al-munkar. And it is they who are dissuccessful. And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves. After the clear proofs had come to them, it is they for whom there is an awful torment. يَوْمَ تَبْيَدُّ وَجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وَجُوهٌ. The day when, meaning the day of judgment, when some faces will become white and some faces will become black. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما: يوم تبيض وجوه أهل السنة والجماعة وتسود وجوه أهل البدعة والفرقة. ذاك أن السنة مقرونة بالجماعة والائتلاف والبدعة مقرونة بالفرقة والاختلاف والعياذ بالله. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما, he says, this is a side note, this is not what the Shaykh mentioned, but a benefit. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that the day of judgment, the whites of the faces of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah will be white, become white, while the faces of the people of innovations and division, those split from the ranks of the Muslims, it will be black, wal-iyadu billah. And that because Sunnah is associated with Jama'ah, upon the haqq, upon the truth, harmony, while bid'ah innovations bring nothing but division and chaos, wal-iyadu billah, and differing. وقال سبحانه وتعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have completed and perfected your religion for you and completed my favors upon you, and I am pleased for your Islam to be your religion. وقال تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Verily the religion with Allah is Islam. وقال تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. And whoever chose a religion other than Islam to be upon, it will never be accepted from such a person, and in the hereafter will be amongst the losers. قال فضيلة الشيخ الوالد حفظه الله شيخ صالح الفوزان بقية السلف إن نعمة الإسلام نعمة لا يعدلها شيء من النعم الأخرى, وإن كانت نعم الله عظيمة لا تحتقر ولا تستصغر, بل يجب أن تذكر وتشكر, ولكن نعمة الإسلام هي أعظم النعم, الإسلام الذي بعث الله به رسوله محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh says indeed this ni'mah, the favor and the blessing of Islam, it is a favor unlike any other favors. This is the best of all favors. Keep in mind all of the favors of Allah are great, and we should not belittle the favors of Allah. Any favor you enjoy, Ya Abdullah, don't you say, oh, it's not a big thing or big deal. No, it is. It's a ni'mah from Allah. Just ask those who don't have what you have, and then you will see. And you know, rather it is incumbent upon us to remember these favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give thanks to Him. Now, to mention the favors of Allah upon us and to give thanks. But keep in mind that the greatest of all of these favors is the fact that you are guided to an Islam. Islam is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam that Allah sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. وكذلك بعثة هذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا نعمة عظيمة. That's another great ni'mah, by sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this messenger to all mankind. لأنه هو الذي بيّن هذا الإسلام. It is he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who made clear for the people Islam. And he called to it, ودعا الناس إليه. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة آل عمران لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. The ayah 164 in Surah Al-Imran. Indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when He sent among them a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from among themselves, reciting unto them His verses, the Quran, and purifying them from sins if they follow Him, and instructing them in the book, the Quran, and Al-Hikmah, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While before that they had been in manifest error. They have been in manifest error. قال الشيخ ولكن هناك صوارف. نعم هناك صوارف وعوارض تعرض للإنسان قد تخرجه من هذا الإسلام إن كان من أهله أو تضعفه في قلبه أو تصده عن الدخول فيه إن كان ليس من أهله. The Sheikh says, yes, there are things that may take a person out of Islam. These obstacles come in the way of a person. If he's a Muslim, may even take him out of Islam. Some people, they were Muslims and they left Islam. And some other people, they didn't leave Islam, but Islam weakened in their hearts. They're not strong. They're just Muslims by affiliation, by name. But they're not strong. They're not practicing Islam. Or there are certain things may prevent a person to enter Islam if he's not already Muslim. أي نعم. هناك فتن عظيمة تعرض للإنسان. نعم. There are fitan, trials come in your path يا عبد الله. ما دمت في هذه الحياة فلن لست آمنا من الفتن. As long as you're alive in this life on earth, you're not safe from trials. وما هذه الفتن التي اعترضت المسلمين في بلاد كثيرة منا ببعيد. من كان يظن هذه الفتن وهذه الانقلابات وهذه المصائب في كثير من بلدان العالم؟ يعني وكأن سبحان الإنسان وكأنه من الخيال، كله في لحظة واحدة، في عام واحد، في شهور. يا سبحان الله، كم من نفوس ماتت، وكم من تخريب، وكم فتن. نعم. As long as you're in this life يا عبد الله، you're not safe from trials. Look at these trials now that's happening in the Muslim lands. Couple years ago, 10 years ago, who would really think about something like this could happen? Yes, it may happen in one country, one. And then we hear it, that one country going through some hardship for years, but the other country, come on, country one after the other, month after month. And look what it brings with, what fitan brings with, calamities, disaster. How many innocent people are killed? How many mothers are still right now in pain over the loss of their loved ones? How many properties are destroyed? The economy of some Muslim countries has been weakened. Ya subhanallah. Naam, hunaka fitan ta'ridu. Fitan azima ta'ridu lil-insan. Naam, you're subjected to trials, ya Abdullah, in this life. فيجب عليه أن يكون على معرفة بها وعلى حذر منها كما يجب عليه أن يعرف ما هو المخرج منها إذا ابتلي بها. Now you're in this life, you're subjected to so many trials. This is not the Jannah. But what is incumbent upon the Muslim is to know these trials. So to avoid it and just stay away from them. Likewise, he has to learn how to get out of these trials, if he is one of those people who are affected by them. You're affected by trial, man, because the trial is not going to like choose you, wait until you live somewhere. It may happen in your headquarters, in your neighborhood, in your village. So what to do now? That's a good question. ومن هنا كان الصحابي الجليل حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر. لماذا؟ قال مخافة أن أقع فيه. For this reason the Shaykh says that the great companion, the noble companion, حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه, he used to say, the people used to ask the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم about good. People ask about good questions, about good things. He says he used to ask about evil. Why? So that he will know what evil is, so he doesn't fall into it. Allah Akbar. كما قال الشاعر عرفت الشر لا للشر لكن لتوقيه ومن لم يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه. I learned the evil not for the purpose of evil, but to avoid it. Because the one who does not know the difference between what is evil and what is good, he may fall into evil thinking it to be good. And that's what happened to some Muslims. They follow the bid'ah thinking it is from Islam, right or wrong. But they have no clue, never learned Islam. Why you find so many Muslims now cheering, going behind those people who tell them, leave your job, go outside in the street, take your mother, your wife, your children, take them, go against, go cheer. Why? Because they never learned the position that the Muslims should take in the times of trials. How to deal with these rulers? Yes, rulers are tyrants. That doesn't justify. When a person applies the deen of Allah and the text, doesn't mean that the ruler is good. No, if the ruler is tyrant, he's tyrant. If he's oppressor, he is. But how we do it? Yeah? Facebook, that's all. If I find a text from Facebook and go outside or run, nah. You gotta see what Allah says, what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فمعرفة الإسلام أولا والتبصر فيه ومعرفة أحكامه وتفاصيله أمر واجب ثم أيضا معرفة ما يصرف عنه عن الإسلام ويحول بين العبد وبينه أو ما يضعفه في قلبه من الآفات فيعرف المنافع ويعرف المضار من أجل أن يأخذ بالمنافع ويتجنب المضار لأنه إذا لم يعرف الأمور الضارة والأمور المضلة والمضللة ربما أنها تهلكه وهو لا يدري نعم والله جل وعلا أمرنا أن نتمسك بهذا الدين إلى الوفاة لا نتمسك بالدين يوم الجمعة فقط أو في رمضان أو عندما نذهب إلى الحج نتمسك بهذا الدين في بيوتنا في مساجدنا في الشوارع في العمل أين في كل وقت وفي كل آن الشيخ says knowing Islam first make it your priority to learn your religion to be clear in your religion this is what Allah wants you to be upon this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his companions upon and how you're going to be upon Islam is by learning its rulings, regulations, the details and this is an obligation upon the Muslim to learn your religion It's not enough to just be a Muslim by affiliation because you were born in some Muslim country, that's make you better. No. Alhamdulillah, you were born in a Muslim country, your parents raise you as a Muslim and you hear the adhan. But now how much do you know about your Lord? How much do you know about Islam? Because if you don't know Islam, anybody can present to you his version of Islam. And you want to run after them? Allah would not accept that. Allah accepts the religion he has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Once you learn Islam from its proper sources, the Quran, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the correct understanding that of the Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the deen is the deen of Allah, man. الدين واحد لا يقبل الانقسام لا يقبل ديانات والتفرق إلى مذاهب الدين الله واحد The religion of Allah is one. And cannot be divided to so many little religion here and you got your own way to worship Allah, he got their own, leave us alone as long as we leave you alone. No, it doesn't work like that. The deen of Allah is one. You need to learn it from its proper sources. Likewise, you learn anything that may take you away from it. Anything that may push you out of the path of Allah. Or that which may kick you out of Islam. Some people, they leave Islam, al-'iyadu billah. Or, also you need to learn those things that weaken iman in your heart, Ya Abdullah. So in general, you should know what is beneficial for you and what is harmful in the light of what Allah has legislated it, not in the light of what people are telling you to do. Oh, this is good for us, let's do it. No, what's good for us is what Allah says is good for us in His book and in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why you learn this? So that you act upon what's beneficial and you stay away from what is harmful and you be patient. Even everybody is going out there to do it. He says, no, this is not what Allah wants us to do. Oh, you're a coward, you're this, you work for the government. Okay, say whatever you want to say. You think I'm the first one that you say about? They said this about better than me. You're a coward, you're this. Yeah, I'm a coward because I'm adhering to the deen of Allah. Okay, hey, I'm a coward then. Okay, thank you. But you don't follow the people, Now we're supposed to follow the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if a person doesn't know the harmful ways, the evil, he's going to follow into it. And he's going to destroy himself, destroy his family, destroy a whole nation. The whole community is destroyed because that person didn't know what's. He thinks it's good. This is going to bring some good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to hold on firm to this deen until we die. Not to hold on to it whenever we want to. Like certain people, they hold on to the deen only on Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, subhanAllah, they become good Muslims. Salat, every salat, they are in the first row, read more Quran. Some people finish Quran 30 times, 20 times. How they do it, Allahu A'lam. But after the Ramadan, where is it? Where is the iman? Allah tells us, do not die except as Muslims. And how are you going to die as a Muslim, except as Muslims? If you live Islam in your life. If you live Islam in your life. قال الشيخ ولا شك أن البقاء على الإسلام بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى فنحن لا نملك أن نبقى على الإسلام إلى أن نموت وإنما هذا بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى ولكن معنى هذا أننا نأخذ بالأسباب التي تسبب البقاء على الإسلام إلى الموت أي نعم الأسباب الواقية فإذا أخذنا بالأسباب فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى بمنه وفضله يتمم علينا نعمته ويتوفانا على الإسلام لأننا بذلنا الأسباب وسعينا في النجاة والله جل وعلا حليم كريم إذا رأى من عبده حرصا على الخير ورغبة فيه وبغضا للشر وخوفا منه فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يسدده ويقيه ويحميه ويسلم له دينه ويتمم له بخير Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh says, no doubt, to stay on Islam and die on Islam, this is only for Allah to decide, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not upon us to, you know, you cannot say, look, I'm going to die on Islam. You don't know. This is only for Allah. Only Allah knows who's going to die on Islam and who's going to die on something else. But what is the meaning of this ayah, and die not except as Muslims? Meaning by following the means that keep you upon Islam, you see? Until you die on it. And you have to continue to make those means until you die. The means that protect you from the wrath of Allah, from the punishment of Allah. The Shaykh says, if we take the means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His blessings and benevolence, will cause us to die upon Islam. Here's how you understand this ayah. Why you die on Islam? Because you took the means. You practice Islam in every moment of your life. Can you imagine someone pray only on Friday? He don't pray no Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. He's on something else. Friday, mashallah, he come early. What if he die on Monday? What? The angel of death come to him on Monday and says, hey, he's supposed to come on Friday. He said, all right. Can you imagine someone is righteous only on Ramadan? All of the other months, he don't care. But on Ramadan, what if the angel come to him or death come to him on Sha'ban? Well, he's going to tell the angel, come, please come on Ramadan? Doesn't matter. Doesn't happen like that. So this is what he means. A Muslim, he's acting upon Islam in his life. Morning, afternoons, evenings, every moment of your life. At the masjid, at home, at work, when you're alone, when you travel, in the winter, in the summer, in any moment. Alhamdulillah, you die on that which you are upon all time. And the Shaykh says, keep in mind that if Allah is Halim, Kareem, is generous. If He see from His servant diligence upon good, and that the servants love to do good, and if Allah really, because Allah knows the heart, if He sees that this person not only loves good and wants it, and hates evil and want to stay away from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist and aid that person and make easy for them the path of good and protect them their religion and cause them to die on good. Alhamdulillah, ja'alillahu wa iyyakum minhum. أما إذا رأى من عبده إعرادا وعدم رغبة في الخير وعدم كراهية للشر فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يوليه ما تولى عقوبة له وعدلا منه سبحانه وتعالى. قال تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوليه ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. The Shaykh says, as if Allah sees from his servant, he is careless, heedless. He don't want to do no good, don't want to practice this deen of Allah. And he don't hate evil, rather they love it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave that person on the path that person chosen for himself. Because Allah has already chosen for him the path of success, but that person turned his back and choose for him the other paths, the subul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that person in a path of misguidance as a punishment for him. And this is out of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah la yadlim, wa la yadlim rabbuka ahada, wa ma rabbuka bidhallami lil'abid. Allah does not oppress the people. The people, they oppress themselves, wa la'yadu billah, by not adhering to the deen of Allah. And then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 115 in Surah An-Nisa. And whosoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the believer's way. The ulama from the Shaykh al-Rabbani says the believers here is the Sahaba in the first place. They're the first believers. And follow other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. And what an evil destination. قال فصار السبب من قبل العبد يشاقق الرسول ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين السبب من قبله والعقوبة من الله سبحانه وتعالى نوليه ما تولى. هو الذي أخذ الأسباب, هو الذي اختار هذه الطريقة. So he said, so therefore the servant, he's the one who does the action, he's the one who's taking the means. What is in this ayah? Opposing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are commanded to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person is like, no, he doesn't have to do it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do it this way, he wanted to do it the other way. So he's taking the means. So what is the result? Subhanallah. عقوبة from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Punishment in this life and in the hereafter if that person doesn't repent. والعياذ بالله تجتمع عليه العقوبتين والعياذ بالله. If a person doesn't repent this life, he will combine between the two punishments. Punishment in this life and punishment in the hereafter. والعياذ بالله. والفتن وعباد الله يقول الشيخ جمع فتنة. والفتنة معناها الامتحان والابتلاء. ليظهر بذلك صدق الإيمان أو النفاق. The Shaykh says, and the fitan is the plural of fitna. Is the plural of fitna. And it is, it means test. A person will be tested. Why? So that Allah will see who's truthful in iman and who's hypocrite. Who's truthful in iman? Who's really truthful and stick to his iman? On the test. Who will pass and who will fail? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Ayah 10. Of mankind are some who say we believe in Allah, but if they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind in Allah's punishment as Allah's punishment. Subhanallah. فلا يصبر عند الفتن ليثبت على الحق. هذا الذي شفت, هذا هو الفرق. When a fitan come and trials come, hardship comes, you find that person, the weak person in his iman and his deen, didn't learn the deen. He was just regular Muslim, don't want to learn anything. Now when the fitan comes, no patience. That's what happened to these people, no patience. They want to do it their way. And they are not firm upon the truth because they don't know what it is. وَإِنَّمَا يَفِرُّ مِن دِينِهِ وَيُطَاوِعُ لِلسَّوَارِفِ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ بِذَلِكَ يَنْجُو وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجَ مِن شَرٍ إِلَى مَا هُوَ شَرٌ مِنْهُ كَالْمُسْتَجِيرِ مِنَ الرَّمْدَاءِ بِالنَّارِ سبحان الله جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ The Shaykh says, the person who is not studying his religion, doesn't care, doesn't have sound understanding of the religion, when a fitna comes, he has no patience. He's the first one who's out there. And he will run away from his religion to what? To those things that the people are presenting for him. This is how we're going to get it. This is victory coming. And he thinks that he's saving himself from trial, from hardship, from misery. Rather, he's actually leaving an evil situation to something that is worse than it. There is something that is worse than it. The Shaykh says it's like someone who, in a hot day, what does he do? He run. Usually people run where in a hot day? To the shade, to the cool. Now these people here run to the fire. Can you imagine? He runs to the fire, wa'iyadu billah. They make the trial of the people like the punishment of Allah? No, it's not. وَهَلْ فِتْنَةُ النَّاسِ تُعَادِي الْعَذَابَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ إِذَا تَرَكَ دِينَهُ وَتَجَاوَبَ مَعَ الْفَاتِنِينَ وَطَاوَعَهُمْ خَرَجَ إِلَى عَذَابِ اللَّهِ هاي نعم خرج إلى عذاب الله لأنه لم يطبق شرع الله ولو أنه صبر على أذى الناس وصبر على أذى العباد وتمسك بدينه لكان هذا الألم الذي يلاقيه مؤقتا والفرج قريب والعاقبة حميدة ولكنه بالعكس لم يصبر على أذى الناس وفتنة الناس بل أطاعهم في معصية الله وأجابهم إلى ما سألوا من الكفر بالله فسار إلى عذاب الله المؤلم والعياذ بالله Certain people, they think that just because they're going through some hardship, they want to do it their way. Or just rally behind anyone who tells them, look, we're going to take you, we're going to do it our way. That the Muslim who understands the deen correctly, he's like, look, man, it's not your way or my way. It's Allah's way. What Allah wants us to do, we Muslims, man. Because every decision we make in this life, whether it's going to be good for us or bad for us when we meet Allah, it's not about here. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we want to be okay to have more money and to have a better living. Yes, like in some countries, it's like, well, why the ruler take all of the oil money? Yes, you want a couple million, but how are you going to do it? By selling your religion? By disobeying Allah? Like those people who disobey Allah, disobey His Messenger وسلم, and get killed, where are they going to go? Subhanallah. This is very important for us to remember. But rather the Muslim who understands the religion, na'am, the fitan. Allah says in the Quran, He's going to test us. He's going to test us many ways. But the Muslim who understands the religion, he's patient. He's not coward, man. Yeah, he knows. But he's patient upon these trials. And it's only temporary. And the help and the aid of Allah will come if Allah wants to. When Allah wants to. Some people, they wanted to take it upon themselves to change everything today. No, it's in Allah's hands. Like the Sahaba did. When they used to come to them and tell them, Hajjaj, Hajjaj, he says, look, be patient. Be patient. If he's a test from Allah, you will never, ever change it with your swords. Never. But if it's not, then alhamdulillah, be patient. It's good for you. Until Allah get rid of him. But if he's a trial from Allah to you, as Hajjaj, he used to say himself, I am a fitna for you, man. He used to say to the people. But still, go against him, get killed. Hasan al-Basri told them, no, be patient. Stay home. Don't go against him. It's a fitna. He's going to go away. Fi'lan, he went away. He did. Where is Hazrat? He's still here now? No, he died. Allah destroyed him. But he was a fitna. But the people of knowledge, they were patient. Alhamdulillah, he's gone, they remain teaching the people the aqidah, that which will help them and benefit them when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْفِتْنَةَ هِيَ الْإِبْتِلَاءُ وَالْإِمْتِحَانُ لِيَظْهَرَ بِذَلِكَ الصَّادِقُ فِي إِيمَانِهِ الثَّابِتُ عَلَى عَقِيدَتِهِ مِنْ مَنْ مِنَ الْمُذَبْذَبِ الْمُزَعْزَعِ الَّذِي تَعْصِفُ بِهِ أَوَّلُ عَاصِفَةٍ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ. نعم. Sheikh mentioned a beautiful statement. He says, the fitna is a test. Now, it is a test that separate those who are true in their iman, separate those who are firm upon their aqidah from the shaky ones. They claim that they are upon Islam, or aqidah, or this and that. But when the first storm comes, they washed off, washed away. It's like a storm, you know. The biggest storm come and this and take some branches and maybe some trees and if it's a foundation, solid foundation in a structure, yes, it may take roof, part of the roof, take some windows, but the structure is still there. But the little storm, a little, it become windy, trash cans are all over the place. They're not in your backyard anymore. They're gone. Something, a Muslim has to be firm. Fitna comes, he was like, look, man, Allah tells us about this. Gaddafi is a fitna. Now, Assad, he's a fitna. This guy and the other, fitna now. These people who are supposed to help the Muslim, they're taking the, wal'iyadu billah, they use their power to undermine the Muslim, but this is a fitna. How are we going to deal with it? Let's see what Allah says. Let's see what the Messenger of Allah says. Because this is just month. These people, they're not going to live forever. And most definitely, inshallah, if we die upon Islam, we're not going to see these people in Jannah trying to cause us trouble. They may be in a Jannah if they repent. Who knows? If these tyrant rulers, if they repent to Allah, and Allah accepts Tawbah or not? Yes. But then you're never going to see a tyrant in Jannah come and bother you. Never. Never. No trouble. So why not being patient and do it Allah's way? Not this Hizb way. Some Ahzab, wal'iyadu billah, like Ikhwan Muslimin, they use Islam for politics. At least the Ahzab, al-Ahzab al-Ukhra al-Ilmaniyya wal al-Shiyu'iyya, عندهم جرأة يقول شوف ما في إسلام. احنا علمانية كذا. لكن يأتيك الإخوان يقول لك باسم الإسلام وباسم الجهاد وباسم العروبة ايش اسم هذا ولا يطبقون الإسلام. لو يسألهم الشباب اين هذا من الإسلام، هذه المظاهرات فين في الإسلام، هذه الاغتيالات فين في الإسلام، هذه التفجيرات والانتحار العمليات الانفجارية يسموها هم اجتشهادية فين في الإسلام يا أخي، أين في كتاب الله، أين في سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من فعلها من الصحابة؟ لا شيء. إذن هنا تعرف أهم بقربين firm upon the deen of Allah. When trials come happen, yes, there's a lot of bad things. This ruler and those who are helping him and the deputy governors, the mayors, bad people. What are you going to do? This is dunya. It's not Jannah. But how he acts, see what Allah says and what the Messenger of Allah says. Don't rally after the people like the Ikhwan, for example, who they use Islam as an umbrella for politics. At least look at the other secular ones, the bad, they're all bad. But like the Communist Party, what they say? They say, look, I know Islam. Is it? They say, look, this is what they do, has nothing to do with Islam. Secular party, the same thing, says, look, we don't want Islam. Don't bring us no Islam. Ikhwan, no, they use Islam for their purpose. All right, those people who rally behind the Ikhwan, why they never ask a question? Is this rallying in the streets and destroying people's properties and burning people's car? He's not the ruler, man. That car is one of you. The man, he just got the car. Now he's gone. Destroying properties. killing people, kidnapping people, and many, many evil things. Are they from Islam? Ask these questions. Where is in Islam? Where in the book of Allah, in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So these trials, they come to see who's firm upon his religion and who's shaky. The one who's firm, yes, it's painful. When you see bad things happen in your area, and it's good, it's bad. But you want to be patient upon the deen of Allah. So you can die doing what's pleasing to Allah. And then you're going to forget about these painful things in this life. You're not going to take these pains with you, man. Jannah is different. But then those who are shaky, they just claim Islam. They have no understanding. They're not grounded and firm upon the aqidah. They are the one who fall victims. It takes one person to say, let's do it. They go with him. They don't say, why we do it? We're not listening to you. With all our respect, yes, you're our imam, mashallah. We know you for years. But you tell us to do it or Allah. And we're going to follow you if you tell us what Allah says, what the Messenger says, what the Sahaba were upon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of the deen and open our hearts and our minds to understand the religion of Allah and allowing us to apply it in our lives so that we can do always, always what's pleasing to Allah. And we're going to be tested. It's not going to be always nice and smooth. Look at your ride. You'll be on the path smooth, but then you get bumpy. What do you do? Yeah. You take it easy. You slow down. You be careful. And you ask somebody, is there any other path? Amen. Likewise, if things get difficult in your life, hardship, this painful moments, ask, what is the way out? The way that's pleasing to Allah, not the way that people are calling us to. No, what is the way out of this that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that is legislated for us? We'll continue next time, inshaAllah ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.